Well, after months of motions and various pretrial hearings before the judge, this Friday, the judge, whose name is Leonie Brinkema here in the Eastern District of Virginia, will decide whether or not to drop the charges against my father. Now, the reason it's come to this point is because she's been very disturbed and has expressed these feelings in open court about the way the government dealt with my father during his plea negotiations. And this has been a central topic in a lot of the pretrial hearings, because what we say is that my father did not testify before the grand jury because his plea agreement protected him from doing so and guaranteed that he would not have to forcibly cooperate in any other case after reaching that plea agreement. So it's obviously a very huge day for us, and we're hoping for the best that this nightmare will finally be over and that she will drop the charges and we can resume life.
So the defense attorneys are asking for a dismissal in the case. On what grounds?
On the grounds that that basically this whole, you know, bringing my father to testify before the grand jury was a violation of his plea agreement. And like I said, during these various pretrial hearings, the defense has submitted numerous affidavits, sworn declarations by my father's defense attorneys that, in fact, this is what happened during the plea negotiations, that the government prosecutors promised that my father would not have to testify, that they would expeditiously deport him, that his whole dealings with the government would be over once he signed that plea agreement. Now, when it comes to the government side, they haven't submitted anything. They've continuously refused, about four different times, refused to submit anything to counter what our attorneys are saying, to rebut what they're saying. So, you know, as the judge herself has said, this leaves a huge hole in the case because the government just simply refuses to talk about what happened, and I think that's very telling. As the judge herself has said, if you don't talk about what you're being asked to talk about, it seems like there's something to hide, and that's what's happening in this case. So on the basis of all those grounds, you know, we are asking to just dismiss the charges and, you know, these baseless charges.
And if Judge Brinkema does dismiss the case, dismiss the charges on Friday, what will happen then?
It's unclear exactly what will happen then. Most likely, the authorities will begin proceedings to deport my father, which is what, again, was signed in the plea agreement. So it's possible that he would, that they would just begin that process, and that's what, frankly, we're hoping for.
And if the judge doesn't dismiss, it's possible she'll set a date for a new trial?
Right. Yeah, that's what we're expecting to happen if she doesn't dismiss. But there will be a trial date set, and at that point, she will determine what exactly kind of defense our attorneys will be able to submit in court. So it's a critical hearing, not just as far as the motion to dismiss the charges, but as far as if a trial does happen, what will it look like? What will we be allowed to submit into court?